Welcome to this podcast of Armstrong Chapel. I'm lead pastor David Brown. It's a blessing to be with you today, to share the inspiration in these moments, and to be uplifted by the power and love of Christ. Enjoy this message. This morning is Palm Sunday, but it's also what we call Passion Sunday, the week in which we remember the precious gift of God on earth and the gift of the cross. So this morning, we've got two texts that I want to read for you. The first is a simple little verse out of Psalms. The psalmist reminds us, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." And then the second scripture is out of the Old Testament book of Daniel. And in Daniel's story, it's an important one that we hear these words. "As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before God. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, and all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed." It's the word of God for God's people. Amen. Throughout Lent, we've been talking about the discipline of prayer, the act out of which, not that we're telling God, these are all the things we need you to take care of, but that nature of a discipline that forms and molds us and draws us into God's Spirit and God's presence and God's will for our lives. That nature of prayer at times is influenced by what we'd call visions or dreams. The great psychologist Carl Jung reminded us that dreams are often something that comes from a deep-seated, suppressed feeling or idea. Jung believed that even those craziest dreams that we had have some connections with something that we're trying to suppress and keep silent within us. Well, we recognize that not all of our dreams or all of those visions are those directions out of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, maybe you've had one of those crazy dreams like the doorbell's ringing and a person is standing outside the door trying to deliver you a pizza and you're refusing to answer the door. Do you have any idea what that dream's about? No, I never would, never try to figure that out. Maybe you've had a dream or a vision of, you know, a family member that's passed away long ago. Maybe even somebody you never really even met, but they just were talked about in the family. And so one late night when you've been restless, that person seems to come in your dreams and speak to you a familiar word. Dreams and visions can shape and form our life of prayer, not just from something we've suppressed or something that we don't understand, but we recognize that in the text of Daniel, he describes night visions. Now, let's just pause for a minute and remember Daniel's book itself. Daniel has been called into service to a foreign king. They've been carried off into exile. There is slavery and captivity going on. There's hardship. There's all kind of pain. And yet Daniel has been called to interpret for the king, a foreign king, the work and wisdom of God. Daniel will also tell us visions about some friends who are thrown into the lion's den and into the fiery furnaces. And you know, those are not just comfortable little periods of faith. Those are trying and challenging moments. That's where we get the idea of night visions. These are visions bound into suffering and hardship. Visions that maybe inspire us to ask the deeper question, God, why am I going through this and where are you? And in those moments, we see an encounter with God and Daniel in a powerful and redemptive story. There's one who comes to Daniel in the midst of those suffering, difficult visions. The one who takes on human form and is presented to the Ancient One, to God. And we'd recognize that as Christians as Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the one that takes on that human form and is presented to God the Creator. And then notice in the text for this one who's presented, all the nations of the world are offering praise and glory and bow down in dominion to his kingship and his kingdom. And you and I will recognize that as Christian believers when we get to the day called the day of Pentecost, when every person on earth heard in their own native tongue the amazing witness of God's Spirit and power among us. Daniel recognizes that in this night vision, there's this promise of God's redemptive hope that you and I have experienced out of the nature of the story of the gospel. And that nature of the gospel of this kingship will have dominion and no end. You know, maybe you were influenced, as I have been, by somebody who comes up to you and says, on the events of Good Friday, how can you call this day good? And yet, in the midst of our hardest time, the chorus that Matt had us sing, in the darkest night, we will know the goodness of the Lord is running after us. There's a moment in this Holy Week experience when the disciples will be doing what is so routine to every Jewish person in watching the Passover, and Jesus will turn that meal completely upside down. He'll begin to start saying to them things like, listen, this is my body broken for you. This is my blood poured out for you. And he'll say to us as the church, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, remember me. A night vision, a vision of prayer, that even in our hardest suffering, even in those deepest times, the reason why Jesus came was to call us in to that moment of belief, that trust that God's goodness is running after us, and that in the midst of our darkened visions and hardest prayers, God's faithfulness comes. You know, maybe this week, when you look at that palm branch, maybe you'll just name all the prayer needs that you're aware of. But in each and every one of these things, we hear the story of the gospel, the power of redemptive hope, and the assurance of God who is with us even to the end of the age.
From all my fears and loose the chains of weight. 'Cause you're my Savior, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, my refuge, Redeemer, Defender, my healer, my Savior, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, my refuge, Redeemer, Defender, my healer, my Savior, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, my refuge, Redeemer, Defender, my healer,
Thank you for sharing in these special moments, Armstrong Chapel. We pray that God will surround you in these moments. You'll share with family and friends. You'll care for one another as we look forward to joining again next week. God bless.